The compact was drawn up by governors from the eight Great Lakes states in 2005 as a way to protect the lake's water from being diverted by states outside of their basin. Waterford Republican Scott Gunnarsson chairs the Assembly Natural Resources Committee, which heard testimony on the compact yesterday. He says he won't allow a vote on the plan until there's a deal and everyone's on board.
This Great Lakes compact is important to not only us, but to our kids and our grandkids and all the future generations that come after them. And the point that I've been trying to make through the last few months is that this has to be done right.
Gunnarsson says that means changes to the version that passed the Senate last week on a 26-6 vote. He's concerned the deal as it's written now puts Wisconsin at a competitive disadvantage to other Great Lakes states who want to divert water. Gunnarsson says the compact in its current form favors Illinois because of a decades-old court ruling that allows for water diversion there. And he says it also favors Michigan, which sits entirely in the Great Lakes Basin.
Illinois and Michigan have the upper hand in this, and I want people to understand that. I mean, people need to think about that in this economic climate we're in, and that's very important.
But Department of Natural Resources Secretary Matt Frank told Gunnarsson yesterday that the compact as it's written now would level the playing field for Wisconsin.
Given the experience that we've had in the past, the compact would actually stop that kind of diversion in the future.
Governor Jim Doyle has scheduled a press conference for later today to urge Gunnarsson and other lawmakers to act on the compact immediately. Gunnarsson says Doyle can call a special session once a deal has been reached. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.